Time for our regular update. We do this on a Monday, Wednesday, Friday basis now. Julie Gibbs, Riley County Health Department Director, and the local health officer joining us here on the phone this morning. Julie, thank you for joining us. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's been a busy few days here for you with mostly from, I guess, a legal perspective because, you know, you just implemented local health order number 14. That went into effect at midnight this morning or 12:01 a.m. And then, of course, the city of Manhattan with the ordinance that was passed last night. So let's touch base on that, and then we'll come back and talk about some local numbers and seeing how the community is faring so far with the battle against the COVID-19. So order number 14, let's talk about that. What's new with this new order?
Yeah, so command staff issued order number 14 last night. It went into effect, as you said, today. This will actually be in effect for 12 days in lieu of our usual 14 through the 19th. That's so that we're able to get back on track to a beginning of the week schedule. So we decided 12 days and we'll put a new order out then beginning on that Monday. So it's not in the middle of the week. This order still has 50 set as the mass gathering size, still requires bars and restaurants to screen employees before every shift and keep track of those logs. We have actually switched the 75% occupancy limit for the 12 o'clock midnight closing time. And this is due to crowding that usually takes place in the bars after midnight. That's kind of traditionally how it's been with overcrowding. Restaurants are still able to offer curbside delivery or drive-through, but dine-in is to close at midnight. And then in the order, it does say that everyone must leave the premises no later than 12:30.
And that includes staff as well as patrons?
Yes.
Is that correct? Okay.
Except for, of course, to do the delivery curbside, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Certainly. Okay, good. So the deliveries can go on their regular schedule because some of the, you know, like some of the pizza places and, you know, go till like 1 a.m. or 2 a.m.
Yeah, and that's totally fine.
Okay. All right. The numbers of people, you said 75% capacity in restaurants. Is that correct?
Yeah, so that actually has been taken out and replaced with the 12 o'clock midnight closing.
Okay. All right. Well, last night, I don't know if you were at the Manhattan City Commission meeting. I was not, but I understand that, you know, we've reported on it this morning and through social media last night here at KMAN that the new ordinance for the city of Manhattan passed by a 3-2 vote from the Manhattan City Commission. And let's talk a little bit about this ordinance and what it entails.
Yeah, so from what I understand, it mimics the governor's order very closely. There are a few changes with that, but as far as going into public places, of course, everyone's required to wear a mask. If you're outside and not able to maintain that 6 feet of social distance, you're required to wear a mask as well. There's some other things in there that I believe the city will have available on their website. I also was not able to make the meeting. I had another meeting with other local health officers, but I was able to catch the tail end of it. I was able to see the final outcome, which we knew was probably going to be the case. So yeah, that ordinance is in place as of today.
Okay. Well, and we have a lot of details on that ordinance on our website at newsradiokman.com, and we'll continue to provide that on the air as well, the stories that we have from our own Nick McNamara. And I know that you have a lot of those details on the Riley County website as well.
Yep, we're constantly updating our website, so you can always check it out at RileyCountyKS.gov.
Speaking of updates, bring us up to date on new numbers here. I understand we had a few additions, but, you know, we're getting more recoveries also.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Our recovery number is actually higher than our active cases, and we haven't been that way in a long time, so I'm happy to see that. So as of yesterday, Riley County had a total of 317 confirmed positives. Out of those, 145 are considered active cases. We have had 169 recover, and of course, the 3 deaths. We still have 1 COVID positive patient in the hospital, and we do have 136 tests pending. We've had a total of 3,046 negative tests in the county so far. So yeah, the good news out of that is that our recovery numbers are higher than our active cases right now.
The one patient that's been at Ascension Via Christi Hospital has been on the ventilator for some time now.
Yeah, several weeks.
Goodness. Okay, well, we wish that patient well. masks obviously are a big factor. I know that there are retail outlets that are starting to have masks available for sale. And last night going through a grocery store, I noticed that there was a tremendous supply of hand sanitizer that's available. But we also still have that community effort that ties in with the Kansa United Way on making masks available to members of the public.
Yep. So if you're in need of masks, you can visit Kansa United Way. They're located at 555 Points Avenue, Suite 245. They'll be available on Tuesdays and Thursdays from noon until 3. You can go anytime between noon and 3 and pick up a mask. Please consider donating masks if you're able to. They're greatly in need of children's masks right now.
Really? Okay. Now, I've got a friend, and he's a pretty large guy, and you know, there's he has a tough time finding a mask that fits without pulling his ears over like howdy doody. And
yeah.
So there are some people like that, you know, that those masks can be uncomfortable around the back of the ears.
Yeah, they can be. I know they make different sizes. I've seen them on Amazon.com. Mm-hmm. They may not be available in those big sizes if you go to Kansa United Way. It just kind of depends on what they have. But I know there's larger sizes available. You can also make your own mask. We still have the instructions on our Facebook page. So if you're wanting to get crafty and make your own mask, you can certainly do that too.
I've noticed a lot of stores are already having masks at the front, and many of them are not allowing you in unless you have a mask, at least prior to the ordinance. I was in Kansas City yesterday and had dinner there at a restaurant up in the Zona Rosa area. And they have posted on the entry that you're required to wear your masks when you're waiting in line to get seated, when you're inside the building, when you're going to the restroom, or anywhere basically other than at your table. And I think that's something that we're going to start seeing, you know, that is an appropriate way to handle things within a restaurant.
Yeah, definitely. I as well went to a restaurant over the weekend. We went to Harry's. I know they're going out of business. We wanted to try to eat there one last time.
Mm-hmm.
We went there on Friday evening.
What'd you have?
Wore a mask in. I had the salmon. Good.
That's good there. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
And so we wore our mask in, and really everyone that I saw coming in was wearing their mask. And then when they sat down, of course, they could take it off, but to use the restroom even, we would wear our mask, and I saw others doing the same. So it was a good change.
All right. Well, all the details that, many of the details, at least, that we have discussed are available at the writingcountyks.gov. There's a COVID page or a tab right there at the top of the page that you can click and get a lot of the details. Any final thoughts or words that you'd like to share with the community this morning, Julie Gibbs?
Just keep doing what you're doing. Practice social distancing, good hand hygiene, and, of course, wear your mask when you're out.
Sounds good. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you again Friday morning.
All right. Thank you.